this morning on the K105.3 Morning Show.
Jeffy!
Hey, good morning.
It's a Jefe Wednesday. It's also a Manpower's What the Wednesday. At what moment did you realize you were becoming your mom? There's an exact moment, I'm sure.
Scott Cloud, the K105.3 Morning Show.
All right, let's find out what you missed.
Well, what did I miss?
What did I miss?
What did I miss? Head first into a political abyss.
All right, so last night, well, yesterday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, I don't know is that we even have any decisions being made in Washington, because it's pretty much a game of, well, he did this to me. No, she did this to me. He did this to me. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, she's a Democrat, in case you didn't know. She's after President Trump, saying he's trying to goad the Democrats into impeaching him so he can solidify his base ahead of the 2020. Let's listen to a little Nancy Pelosi this morning.
Trump is goading us to impeach him. That's what he's doing. Every single day, he's just like taunting.
No, I'm not. I'm not touching you.
That wasn't me.
I'm not touching you.
Robert Mueller spent 2 years, millions of dollars, millions of pages and documents, hours of testimony, and couldn't find collusion. Do we honestly think that Jerry Nadler, who wasn't even capable of asking the Attorney General questions, is going to find something?
See, this is just the sniping that goes on in Washington. That, of course, is Sarah Sanders, who I have determined I would never want to see her at a return counter at a retail store. She would never take anything back.
No, she's like no nonsense.
She's talking about the podcast. She was on this yesterday, ABC News podcast, the investigation saying Democrats, especially House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jared Nadler, need to close the book on Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report, which everybody wants a different version of that report.
And there's not.
Well, it's all redacted.
Oh, okay.
Which is much like my records in high school. They've all been
sealed.
We're just going to put these over here.
That's right.
And then the poor folks in Houston, they've got an emergency going on there with some flooding, warning the situation in southeast Texas may only get worse. More rain is expected. They actually had a chance to sit down and talk with a couple of the victims, and here's one right here.
We were high and dry during Harvey. In all of the different floods that we've had over the years recently, we have never had water come up even into the driveway.
So the only, and this is how deep-seated my fear is, the only thing I can think about is, okay, there's that much water, where are the snakes going?
Oh.
Oh.
They're hiding.
They're going into my house.
They're hiding.
Yes. Move north.
Yep.
That's all you can do.
That's where they're going.
Go ahead. Those tires inflate for a reason on your car. Make them float and get out. Go.
Float away.
Go up north somewhere. Like, I don't think there's a whole lot of snakes in Alaska.
I think there are. Aren't there?
No.
No.
No, they're not.
There's no snakes in Alaska. Maybe a snake sickle. You might could get one of those. I believe Alaskan snakes are called walking sticks. That's so Mother's Day is this weekend. In honor of Mother's Day, we are doing Manpower's What the Wednesday. What is the exact moment that you realized that you were becoming your mom? Or even when was the moment where a phrase came out of your mouth and you nearly wanted to reach out into the air, grab it, and pull it back?
Stuff
it back into your mouth. Hefe's here with us. Manpower, by the way, they are looking for a production line operator. If you'd like more information on that, it's 12 to 12.55 an hour. Go to mymanpowerjob.com. So, Hefe, I think there's probably a time where something came out of your mouth that your mother said or your grandma said, and you thought to yourself, oh my gosh, it's happening.
Grandma, I was raised by my grandparents, and so when it came to mind, I told the girls one day that we were going to wash bed clothes.
Bed clothes?
We are going to wash. We're washing the bed clothes today. And then you just stood. Then you just stand there and you're like, "Oh goodness."
Wait.
Yep.
Uh-huh. Bed clothes. And then he said, "Oh goodness."
Yes. So
Yes.
Anybody? No one? No one's going to comment? Because he can say it. Hefe can say, oh, goodness.
I don't have any friends. Thank you.
Sorry, dude. Dude.
Hola.
That's just one example. I got a whole hotkey list here. What was your latest one? What was
I don't know.
One?
I don't have any.
I know one of them it was.
Oh, what was it? Oh, darn it. Where is it? Well, there it is.
It scared the dickens out of me.
Stop it right now.
It scared the dickens out of me.
Where does the dickens come out when you're when the dickens are scared out of you?
Where my nose.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I didn't even notice.
Yeah, that's why I have Kleenex everywhere.
Oh, gotcha. Mm-hmm. You have Kleenex somewhere?
It's right there.
That's what
the
my
roll.
Sleeves are for.
Jenny, was there a moment you realized that you were becoming your mother?
Yeah, I used to work with my mom.
I remember.
And I remember specifically hearing her laugh from the second floor. and someone goes, were you upstairs just a second ago? I was like, oh no, there it is. Yeah, my mom has a very similar laugh.
I believe for me, it was the moment where I went into my children's room, and I still do this on a regular basis. And my mother was great at this. She would sigh, and then she would pick up the clothes that were on the floor, make eye contact, stroll them over to the hamper. And there wasn't even a stroll. It was simply extending an arm. Drop it.
The sigh of
the next. Now, she could have made one trip to the floor and grabbed all of the clothes, mm-hmm. but she needed to make her point.
Of course she did.
The sigh of disapproval.
Oh, it was pathetic. And sometimes she'd just open the door, look in my room, shake her head, and close it.
Did it work, though?
No. Oh, okay. Not even a little bit.
My mom would snap her fingers. Like, if we were out of line, she'd snap, and we would be like, okay. Yeah, it doesn't work at my house. I'm just saying I wish it did. I so wish I had that power. I don't.
You can't snap your fingers? K105.3, it's a Hefe Wednesday. Look at him, all redheaded and...
gingerly.
Yeah. But we do... I'd like to say good morning, sir.
What?
It's good to see you. For those of you that don't know, Hefe is now a grandpa.
Oh, it's Yay! Fabulous.
I said you're a grandpa now.
Thank you.
So, what's it like to change your diaper and the baby's diaper at the same time?
That's so bad.
It's a new level of multitasking.
Grandpa, is it nice to have somebody else gum food in front of you?
We could share a jar of baby food now.
Hey, Grandpa, is it fun to have somebody else be fascinated by the ceiling fan?
Wow.
Wow. That was...
That escalated, didn't it?
It did.
Grandpa. Grandpa, over here.
Over here,
yes. Over here, Grandpa. Is it weird to have somebody say, hey, look, he's alert, and not be talking about you?
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
All right.
Good thing that wasn't in my good ear.
News update brought to you by Columbia School District.
Learning today, leading tomorrow.
Hey, let's do a look at your forecast. Now, not too shabby today. We're going to dry out today with a high of 59 degrees. It's still not... I still remember... I was at a track meet last night, and I was a cold.
It was chilly.
I don't like it.
We're still in that in-between coat season, though. Because yesterday I had to break out...
Don't you need a light sweater?
My reading sweater? Yes.
Stacey Mist did. Hefe became a grandpa. You became a grandpa, didn't you?
I like how you're nodding your head when you're telling me that.
But seriously.
Feed him the answer. That helps. Because you know he can't hear you.
Grandpa's talking to you. But wow. Man, you've got such an incredible change of life within a week's time. Okay, so first off, the baby born on May the 4th.
Oh, you know, it was great because they started inducing her at 5:30 in the morning on the 3rd. So as the day went on, it progressed on, and then it was about 6 o'clock that night, and it hit me. If we hold out for another 6 hours, the force will be strong in this young Jedi.
And then you must, yes. Hold on to the baby.
So I couldn't say that out loud because then that makes me the bad guy. What, make her wait?
Oh, you never say that to a pregnant woman.
But nope. Then I got up and cheered when it was about 11:58.
And okay, well, congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
In all seriousness, congratulations. I don't think that kid could ask for a better grandpa.
I appreciate that.
And now this weekend
my oldest daughter's getting married, so in a 2.5 week period I changed jobs, got a granddaughter, and oldest daughter's getting married.
Wow,
you've been busy.
It's a little busy.
You notice that he's missing something though this morning, because I guarantee he can't find them.
What is he missing?
Your readers are missing. Where are your readers?
This is where they would be on top of my head.
Well, the wedding forecast for this weekend, looking pretty good on Saturday. Today, mostly cloudy, high 59, low tonight 50, 50% chance of showers, 70% chance of rain for your Thursday, 20% chance of rain on Friday, mainly before 2 o'clock.
Okay.
And then after that, it should just be mostly cloudy again, high 54. Beautiful day for a wedding Saturday, mostly sunny, high 60. Currently in Jackson, we're at 41 degrees.
We interrupt this program to bring you this.
What is this?
This is where the entertainment is.
This is
the K105.3 Hollywood Beat with Jenny Lewis.
What's happening in Hollywood, kid?
You know, we've talked a lot about Britney Spears and just her kind of recent couple of months has just been really difficult. Well, she's trying to move forward and is requesting a new restraining order against her ex-manager, Sam Lutfi. Attorneys for Spears are requesting a temporary restraining order against this manager. She's filed it. Apparently, he's been sending harassing and threatening texts and tweets to her and all of her family. They claim that his actions have crossed the line and has caused her severe mental trauma.
Frankie, will you check the... If she's handing out restraining orders again, I need a heads up on that.
No. Lori Loughlin she continues to feel more confident that she's going to escape jail.
No, she continues to be an idiot.
Attorneys for Lori and her husband believe they have a good chance of being acquitted if they go to trial after being charged in the college admissions scandal. The more that they look at the evidence against them, the better they feel about the case. Everyone's feeling more and more confident that this could end well for them.
She better be fitted for a nice orange jumpsuit.
Turns out that they're also in the works for a reported TV show about this whole thing from the executive producers and writers from The People versus OJ.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, so they're turning all of this into a book and then a potential TV show about this whole story. And it's not even done yet.
I don't see how she can in any way, shape, or form assert that she is
innocent.
Now, I'm going to read you this phone exchange that she had with the guy in charge of the college admissions scandal. They're saying, what did she allegedly say? Well, okay. Snippet of the conversation says, if you ever were to say anything, Loughlin replies, so we just have to say that we made a donation to your foundation and that's it. End of story. He says, that is correct. She says, okay. He says, terrific. She says, okay. I just wanted to make sure I touch base with you. I didn't want you to all of a sudden, she's admitting it right here.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, and this is it right here. Okay, yeah, okay, totally. All right, so that's it. So it's the IRS. It's no one from the USC. It's the IRS that she's worried about. She's basically...
She's admitting...
that she made a donation, and she's asking this guy to coach him. Coach her on what to say. So,
except that reports have come out that she had faked pictures of her daughters on the rowing team to get them into USC. I mean, the FBI is involved. Like, this is so much more than just, well, I think I'm innocent. I don't see what the problem is. You know what? You're going to jail.
Orange done is the new Becky.
The rumors are true. Ed Sheeran. Hey, Ed Sheeran and Justin Bieber are collabing with the song I Don't Care, and it drops this Friday.
At 5 a.m. is when it drops.
I can't wait.
Yeah, we'll...
I can't wait.
We'll make sure we can air it here.
Yes.
So tune in Fingers Friday crossed. Morning. Justin Bieber.
Ed yes!
Sheeran.
That's today's beat.
Marsha Bronson, Uptown Funk. I saw this thanks to my beautiful bride, Wendy. It was one of these things where I was about ready to go to sleep, and she nudged me. She's like, hey, look at this. Look at this. Look at this. What? I think I said it better than that. Not sure.
Probably not.
Wow. Insert judgmental tone.
What? I'm trying to sleep.
So anyway, we get nudged in the middle. You know, you're in that twilight. You're almost out. Mm-hmm. And I tell you what, you know what it did, Jenny?
What? It scared the dickens out of me. It scared the dickens out of me.
So anyway.
I can't even ask.
So she nudges me and she's like, hey, watch this. It's the Norfolk, Virginia Police Department. And they lip synced Uptown Funk. And it's so impressive. It's all one shot. I'm gonna do what I can to no, Frankie, you're not gonna do this.
Oh, last he time, wants
yeah. He wants to do
he wants,
he
to.
Wants to so bad.
Yeah, he wants to do that. But anyway, they did a lip sync to this in the Norfolk, Virginia Police Department and Fire Department and first responders. They all did this. It's so cool to see this. So I'm gonna try and put a link up on our Facebook page. No, Frankie, don't do it. He's going to try and put the link up. Last time he put a link up, we got calls.
Well, no, he thinks it's like he makes like this chain fence thing. You know what I mean? Like around the Christmas tree, he makes the chain. Mm-hmm, that's what he thinks the links are. It's weird.
Nope, that's fine, Frank. No, maybe that'll keep him busy.
Let's have Frankie. I'm going to need you to post that link.
You know, no, Frankie, what I want you to do is I want you to make one of those links and do one for every day it is until Christmas.
Oh, that'll keep him so busy.
Yeah, we don't have to talk to him until September.
Yes!
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to play The Feud. Call 768-4-HITS. Woo-hoo! That's 768-4448. The Family Feud on Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
All right, here we go. Let's play The Feud. Let's meet our contestants. We go to line one. We welcome Jason. Jason, good morning to you.
Good morning to you.
All right, Jason, where are you calling from this morning?
Right here in Jackson.
Beautiful Jackson, Michigan, USA. We go to line two. It's Marty!
Hey, hey.
What's up, Marty?
How much, man? How you doing?
Good, bud. We're
at Hefe. Can you hear me, buddy?
Yeah, I got you there, bud.
In case you're just joining us, Hefe is now a grandpa. I said you're a grandpa!
I like the nod that goes with that.
No, you're a grandpa. Okay. Do you want applesauce? All right, Jason, you were the first caller, and you got to pick. You chose Jenny.
Yeah, you did.
Yes, I did.
Yes, it's too bad for that.
No, Jason.
Unfortunate.
Jason, you got to help me, bud. I'm relying solely on you to help me win.
And Marty, that means you're playing with Hefe. Jason, since you got to pick your team, that means Marty and Hefe get your first shot, first crack at this one. We're going traditional Family Feud rules. Whoever gets the top answer in our first opening round, you'll have the option to play or pass. If you can sweep the board after that, you win. If not, then the other team has a chance to steal. Here is today's Family Feud question. Name something parents yell at their kids to take their hands out of. Name something that parents yell at their kids to take their hands out of. Top six answers on the board. Marty and Hefe, you're up first.
What you thinking, Marty?
I'm thinking, get your hands out of your food.
Get your hands out of your food.
Food is good. Food is good.
All right. Take your hands out of your food. Show me food. Number two answer is cookie jar.
All right.
Oh.
Cookie jar. No, that's food, right?
Yeah.
All right. So the number two answer, cookie jar. We head over to Jason and Jenny. What do you think?
Jason, I want to say underwear. No?
I don't know about that one.
All right, fine.
I got boys, and I'm not telling them to get their hands out of their underwear.
Okay. What about nose?
I'm thinking like pocket.
Pocket.
Pocket. Let's go with pocket.
Get your hands out of your pocket. Show me pockets. Yes, the number four answer is pocket. So, Hefe and Marty, you got the number two answer. There's four answers left. Already revealed the number two answer, cookie jar, and the number four answer, pockets. Would you like to play or would you like to pass?
What do you want
to
do, Marty?
We'll pass.
Hey, good call. Good call.
Smart move there, Marty.
And we're going to keep our couple that we have here ready to steal.
Jenny and Jason. Or Jenny and
Jason.
Jenny
yeah.
and Jason, yes. What do you think?
All right, Jason, any ideas?
Name something.
No.
Parents yell at their kids to take their hands out of.
I want to say nose.
Nose. Show me Jason. Nose. That's nose is the number three answer.
Oh.
Number three answer is nose. Give me another one. Talk it out.
Jason, what do you think?
My kids tell me glass of water. Out of your drink.
Okay. Get your hands out of your drink.
Hands out of your drink. Mommy doesn't want your hands in her drink. Plus wine stains.
It's mommy's juice. That's what we call it in my house.
We need a remote.
What they called it, Neverland. Show me drink.
Oh, no.
That's not it. So now, Marty.
All right, Marty, you have anything?
Hefe, it's your chance to steal. All you need is one correct answer to the question. Name something parents yell at their kids to take their hands out of. Number two answer, cookie jar. Number three, nose. And number four, pockets.
The main thing I have on here, Marty, is mouth. Do you have anything else, bud?
Let's go with it. Let's go with it.
Yes. There's nothing more. Hey, you want to hold my baby? No. No. That kid's had hands in its mouth the whole time. Then I know where that kid's mouth has been. Show me for the win, mouth.
Huh?
Yeah. Number one answer was mouth. Congratulations, Jason. I'm sorry you didn't win, but we had a lot of fun
Jason.
Playing with you.
That's
have a good
right,
one. Day. Take her easy, Jason. All right, so number one answer, mouth. Number two, cookie jar. Number three answer, nose. Number four, pockets. What's number five? Hair.
Oh. Wow.
Get your hands out of your hair.
Okay.
All right.
And the number six answer, pants.
Thank you. Thank you.
Get your hands out of your pants.
Thank you.
Not going anywhere. There you go. Congratulations, Marty. You have won 10 free coffees to Kelly Express Mart. Plus, we're going to throw in a Summit Orthodontics t-shirt, creating better smiles at Summit Orthodontics. Offering before and after school appointments, they pride themselves on running on time. Marty, what station just made you a winner?
K105.3.
Forecast now for Northwest Community Schools.
The direction of greatness.
Go Mounties.
Go Mounties.
High today, going to top out right around 59 degrees, mostly cloudy skies. Slight chance of rain overnight early, and then a 50% chance of thunderstorms, overnight low 50, and then a 70% chance of showers with a high reaching 71 tomorrow. Currently in Jackson in a beautiful Michigan Center, we're at 42 degrees. Did you just get a chill over there, Jenny?
I did.
Really?
I did.
In this studio.
I know. Usually it's like you're sweaty. But yeah, I got a little chill.
Wow.
I know.
Wow. Can she borrow your sweater?
No, it's only a vest.
Oh, sweater, vest. Next week's attire.
Oh, he has a sweater vest.
Oh, yes.
We need to take him shopping.
We do.
He needs help.
He's going to show up next week wearing one of them fedoras.
Sandals and black socks.
And shorts. The socks are pulled so high. Yep.
You know those front pockets on those really old polos?
Uh-huh.
He's going to keep his wallet there.
Which pulls the regular shirt down to a V-neck. Yes.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
The transformation begins.
Please, we have to stop this.
Why, you can pee? You can borrow one of his diapers. The What the Wednesday question, what was the exact moment? When was the exact moment that you realized you were becoming your mother? Let's go to the book face. Dolores Gonzalez writes, when my teenage daughter laughed at my lack of understanding of technology. Yeah. That's
true.
When my son had to show me how to make a screenshot, how to do a screenshot. With my newish phone, he had to show me how to do it. I couldn't figure out how to do it, but he did. Angie, with a last name I cannot pronounce. I'm sorry.
Guadagnini, I think.
Guadagnini?
Mm-hmm.
Look at you. When I walked by a mirror and saw my mother.
Oh.
Oh.
That's it. That's what happens.
I looked in the mirror the other day and I saw my dad.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, oh, wow, it's happening.
It's happening.
It's happening. Brandy Gaston, the day I started picking up pallets, what does that mean?
Oh, you know, like the pallets.
Oh, well, thanks for clearing that up.
That's clear as day now.
Oh, yeah.
No,
when I say the pallets, the pallets. So if you say it
the pallets
and slower and put a the in front of
and
it,
then
it
wave
clears
your,
everything up.
And wave your hands, too.
Yes.
The wood pallets.
Oh, the wood pallets. Okay.
You know that you can make crafts with? Those, the wood pallets.
Yeah, use your hands some more. That's
if you wave them harder, then he'll understand faster.
Jacinda Jacques writes, when I started yelling, because I said so, from another room.
Yes.
Let's go to the phone lines. Good morning, K105.3. Who's this?
This is Erica.
Hey, Erica. What are you thinking?
The first time I heard myself say, I don't care if everybody else is going crazy.
Oh. Yep.
Yep.
If everybody else jumps off a bridge, are you going to jump off a bridge?
It depends on how high the bridge is.
Would you stop?
Oh, no.
No, but my dad was right behind me and started laughing even before I finished the first sentence.
Yeah, we are all slowly becoming our parents. Thank you, Erica. When I looked at my children at one point and I said, out. Side. We all remember our mom looking at us at some point, sitting in the house, enjoying either A, the air conditioning, or B, the shade, depending on what point you were in your life, when she would come up to you in the middle of summer, and all she would say, she didn't even say the side. She would just say, out. She made out a two-syllable word.
A complete sentence.
Out.
I have to confess that I looked at one of my daughters and said, "You better not look at me like that again. You better don't look at me with those eyes like that again."
Don't look at me in that tone of voice.
You shut your mouth when you're talking to me.
7684 hit 768-34s followed by an 8. What is the moment you realized you were becoming your mother? Or for the guys, but every guy has said a momism.
Oh, sure.
Or another. I have looked at my kids when they've said something and they're doing that poor me thing. And I've looked at them and my mother came out and I have said, and I quote, "And whose fault is that?" Unquote.
Oh. I can almost see with your dad voice and your dad look. It almost makes me want to scream. I'm sorry, it was probably mine.
Oh, breaking news. Duke and Duchess of Sussex are making their first public appearance with the royal baby.
Ooh. Have they named... I don't think they've named the baby yet.
I think they... Well, they're probably named it, but they just aren't announcing the name. They've got to keep everything...
Hush, hush.
Jeff, wow, that's a great baby. That's not your granddaughter on TV. That's not your granddaughter, Jeff.
But he has red hair.
Fifth Harmony, Worth It, K105.3, Jackson's Hip Music Station. Good morning. Scott Jenny here with you on the K105.3 Morning Show and live in studio. It's Josh Smith from Western High School. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on today.
Oh, we appreciate you coming out here. You're a counselor out there.
Counselor Western High School. This will be my 13th year. I love it at Western High School.
So before we get into LeaderCast, which is coming up on Friday from 8 until 4 o'clock at the Western Performing Arts Center, tickets available at Eventbrite. Go ahead and log on there. What is, you are probably, other than a parent, someone, they come to you with issues and they come to you with, I don't know what I want to be when I grow up. Do you know what you want to be when you grow up, Josh?
I can't say that I specifically saw myself in this role. When I grow up, oh man, I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a great time. I couldn't tell you what exactly that will be, yeah.
Exactly. What is the most common career that kids come to you and say, I want to do this?
Right now, there's a big push towards engineering, honestly.
Yes.
A lot of engineering out there. The career field is blowing up. Medical field, anything medical field right now is a great opportunity. Technology, anything in the technology field, computer programming, things like that, that's going to be everywhere, as you know. Everybody's on their phones. Everybody's online using computers. That's going to be an area of great need coming up. So,
if I were a student of yours and I came in and I looked you dead in the eye and you said, what do you want to do? And I said, I want to be a professional wrestler. What would your advice have been to me?
We're going to have a conversation.
Okay.
We're going to talk about maybe the odds of that happening. We're going to look at some percentages.
Look at the size of me, man. I can still do it.
I wasn't going to mention anything about that. I mean, looks like you work out, so I think you might be okay. So I think you know.
I imagine you've had a lot of different people walk in and tell you they want to be a myriad of things. Let's go like 10 years back in your career. What was the oddest thing? So just so no one ever can say, hey, you were talking about me because student counselor privilege.
Yeah, I'll be honest with you. One of the most insightful ones, which is surprising, was trash pickup. They make a lot of
yeah,
money.
They really make
a great living. And one of the students came in and said they wanted to be a trash man. And at first, you know, you might think, well, that doesn't sound like a glorious career opportunity, but it really is. They make great money.
They do. I've got a very good friend that does it.
That's the first one that comes to mind. Interesting option there.
All right. So Josh Smith joins us, counselor here from Western High School. LeaderCast is coming up on Friday from 8 until 4 o'clock. Tickets available on Eventbrite. What exactly is LeaderCast?
Well, first and foremost, I just want to say thank you for having me on today.
Oh, yeah, man.
We love K105.3. We love your music. We love that you guys are involved in so many positive things in Jackson County. And this is one of those positive things. So LeaderCast is a leadership development event. So if you came to LeaderCast, you would be learning how their theme this year is how to build a healthy team within your workplace. I can tell here at the radio station, you guys have a healthy team. It's a great collaborative environment. And so by attending this event, you would walk away with more of those skills, more of those tools. How do you create a good culture within your workplace?
See, we are a healthy team, Jenny. Remember that.
Wow. All right. Okay,
this is a healthy environment.
You're right. It is. It's a healthy. I agree with you. It's so healthy.
As long as you agree, it's a healthy environment.
Yeah, that's right. I know.
LeaderCast. I'm familiar with this event. I used to work with Spring Arbor University on this with Malachi Crane before he went over to AOS. We worked together on this particular event. So. Great opportunity in the Western Performing Arts Center, one of the hidden gems. If you're not familiar with it, it's a gorgeous facility and very accommodating over there. And with it being 8 to 4, I'm imagining there will be some opportunities for some light refreshments in there at least.
Lunch is on your own, unfortunately. So,
oh, okay.
But you know what? I don't know that you want the cafeteria food at the school. So I think it's a great opportunity to leave the building, get some lunch, and come back. LeaderCast is one of the largest live stream events in the world from what I'm reading and understanding. So it takes place in Atlanta, Georgia, and then it's live streamed to hundreds of locations. And so we're one of the host sites in Jackson, Michigan. If you do Google it, if you Google LeaderCast Jackson, Michigan, it would be like the top result that comes up. And like you described before, it's an Eventbrite website that has all the information on it. If you want to purchase a ticket, you can do it through the website, but it lists all of the 10 different presenters that they have.
Fantastic. So. More with Josh Smith, Western High School counselor. And LeaderCast coming up right now. Camila Cabello, It's Never Be the Same. Jackson's Hit Music, K105.3.
Good morning.
Well, if you're looking to build a great team, a healthy team, a great teamwork environment, then LeaderCast is the place to be. That is coming up on Friday at the Western Performing Arts Center. Josh Smith, counselor from Western High School, is here with us again. Good morning again.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
All right. So one more time, what is going on Friday?
Friday is a LeaderCast event at Western High School, May 10th from 8 to 4. And we're going to be looking at how to build healthy teams within the workplace that you are a part of.
There it is. It's that simple.
Perfect.
Block out the day. It's a great time for you to get out there and learn something as well as help build that healthy team. I tell you what, we got you here. Let's give someone a chance to win 4 6-inch subs to Subway. 7684 hits, 768-34s, followed by an 8. That is the number to call. Let's play over under.
Perfect.
All right, Josh, here's the way this is going to work. You're a smart guy. You know a lot of things. I'm going to ask you 3 questions. All the answers are numbers. And what our contestant's going to have to do is determine whether or not your answers are over or under the actual answers.
Sounds good.
7684 hits. 768-34 is followed by an 8. Good morning, K105.3. Who's this?
Kim.
All right, Kim. Here we go. I'm going to ask Josh these 3 questions. Pay attention, Kim.
Good luck, Kim.
All right.
Okay,
question,
I'll try.
Question, what do we got? We got question number one. How tall is the Space Needle in feet?
Space Needle in feet.
Yes, the Seattle Space Needle in feet.
Let's go with 1,200 feet.
We lock it in. Question number two. How many steps are there to the top of the Leaning Tower of Pisa?
Steps to the top of the Leaning Tower of Pisa. Let's go with 580.
We lock it in. And finally, in what year was the Star Spangled Banner adopted as the U.S.'s national anthem?
Let's go with 1776.
We lock it in. All right, Kim, here we go. We asked Josh Smith, counselor at Western High School, with a great event coming up on Friday from 8 until 4, LeaderCast. It's your chance to watch a great live stream event on how to build a healthier team. We asked him, how tall is the Seattle Space Needle in feet?
Josh said 1,200 feet.
The actual answer, over or under
1,200
feet.
We're going to say over.
Over? No, I'm sorry. It's actually 604 feet.
Huh.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's a lot smaller than I thought.
So, Kim, you got to get these next two right in order to win 4 6-inch subs to Subway. Don't know how you're going to do it. How many steps are there to the top of the Leaning Tower of Pisa?
Josh said 580.
Is the actual answer over or under 580?
Under.
Under, yes. 293 feet.
Huh.
Nice job, Kim.
And if you got to get this one. Are you ready, Kim?
Yes.
Here we go. In what year was the Star-Spangled Banner adopted as the U.S.'s national anthem?
Josh said 1776.
Is the actual answer over or under 1776?
We're gonna say over.
Yes, it is. That's good enough for the win right there. Yeah, it was actually 1931.
Really?
No kidding.
1931. I don't know what they were doing before then. Maybe it was unofficial.
Maybe.
But they have it now. Kim, congratulations to you. You have won 4 6-inch subs to Subway. Where are you going to get on those subs from Subway?
We're probably going to do chicken bacon ranch. Uh-oh. And then let my kids pick a couple.
Sounds good.
I'll have that.
All right. Well, Kim, what station just made you a winner?
105.3.
Woo-hoo! All right. Well, I'm getting ready to get out of here. But I wanted to leave you with a story about a man who went to knock on his buddy's front porch.
Okay, right? One usually does.
Yeah, Lawton, Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
Went to his buddy's house. Matter of fact, he didn't even knock. It's that good of a friend that he just walks in.
Okay, sure.
So imagine going to your friend's front door.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, are you there?
Yeah,
imagine
I'm there.
Right there.
I'm at the door.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
You're at the door.
Got it.
You're at the door. And you open the door. You open the screen door, you know, the storm door. And then you go to go inside. And you are greeted by a bite on your face by a snake.
What?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Stop.
Yes.
Ew.
There's actual video of this in Oklahoma, which, again, is why I say.
Oh, no.
Burn house. Start over.
Ask questions later.
I'm going to put this up on our K105.3 Facebook page. Go to K105.3 Jackson's Hit Music on Facebook, and you will see this. But yes, a man went through his buddy's door and was bitten by a snake.
No.
The, Immediately, his other friends got behind him. By the way, this is not safe for work language, all right, that is in this video, but you got to see it. It's amazing to watch it. It'll be up on our Facebook page in just a moment.
I can't think of... Oh, no, I can't.
So anyway, his buddies... The man is bitten in the face. He immediately goes to his friend and says, take me to the hospital. I've just been bitten by a snake.
Ew.
There's not even a hi. There's not even a hello.
Take me to the hospital.
Take me to the hospital is what he says. So the neighbors see all of this happen, a couple of the guy's buddies. So one of the neighbors comes over, and if there's a snake in your home, what do you bring?
You bring like maybe a hammer or no, you just don't go back over there.
This guy brought us a mallet and a hammer.
No.
5 foot, 5 inch snake.
No.
5 foot, 5 inches. Enough to make me want to move.
Forever. I'm never going over to that friend's house again.
If I walk through the door and there's a snake, then that's what greets me. It bites me in the face. You know what I'm going to do?
What?
Call my buddy over at Two Men in a Truck.
I gotta go. We've got to leave the house right now.
Immediately call the fire department and say there's a fire. Where at? Well, it's not started yet, but I'm going to burn this place down because a snake just bit me as I entered my home.
Well, and that's the thing. It happened so fast that, like, he didn't even see the snake.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like, obviously, he wouldn't have opened the door had he seen the snake. But, oh, that's terrifying that there was a 5 foot, five?
A 5 foot, 5 inch snake.
That's taller than me.
Yes.
That's long. I mean, that's a really long snake. Oh, God. I can't. I just can't. I'm creeped out.
Well, Jenny, we've talked about a snake in a home. Now I'm concerned about a snake in the studio. So I'm getting out of here.
Yeah, you got to go.
Stay out of trouble. And if you can't do that,
don't get caught.